Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Motorists across the country are being urged to slow down on the roads today. Today is, of course, National Slowdown Day, and the Garda Síochána will be conducting a major speed enforcement operation. It's run over 24 hours until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning and will consist of high visibility Garda activity in 1,322 speed enforcement zones, as well as those kind of hidden vans, you know, around bends and stuff. And the aim of the operation is to remind drivers of the dangers of speeding, to increase compliance with speed limits and act as a deterrent to driving at excessive and inappropriate speeds. While in Garda Síochána will be focused on its enforcement activity around all the speed limit zones, there will be a particular focus on rural roads. And Gardaí said this is because almost 4 out of every 5, 78% of fatalities to date this year have happened on rural roads. So remember that when you're driving. Most accidents, most people don't die in cities. They die on back roads. They die on rural roads. And these are roads with a speed limit of 80 kilometres and above. Some of those roads shouldn't have speed limits of 80 kilometres. I've seen roads with maximum speed limits on it that you wouldn't, like a Bowery, and you wouldn't drive a tractor on it. But anyway, there has been a suggestion that all urban roads have a speed limit of 30 kilometres an hour to accommodate cyclists. And of course, the legality very soon of the e-scooters and e-bikes. I'm sure a lot of drivers are dreading that, which will be legalised shortly. Everywhere, I'm sure they'll be everywhere, but there'll be an increase in the amount of those you'll see on the road. They're like loony, some of the people who drive those things. Not all of them, but certainly some of them. Many complain that speed limits are not clear, that they're too low in some areas and too high in others, that they haven't been adjusted appropriately around the country properly. And if you can't trust the appropriateness of a speed limit, people tend to lose respect for it and faith in the law. I'll give you an example. The M1. When you come out of the tunnel, which is 80 kilometres an hour, which personally I believe is a little bit slow. It used to be 100. I think 100 was fine. They had a 100% safety record. I don't know why they had to change the speed limit. At the moment, the problem is now people go into the tunnel, they slam on the brakes to get down to 80. They come out of the tunnel, you're onto a motorway. Most people speed up a little bit, maybe up an extra 20 kilometres. The traffic is moving at about 100 kilometres, which is not the maximum speed limit on a motorway, it's 120. But the speed limit there is 80 kilometres. Whereas most people travel at 100. If you were to travel at 80, which you're supposed to do, you'll be holding people up. And somebody will come up behind you flashing their lights. They're what I call inappropriate speed limits. The guards will argue the reason that's put there is because there's an exit off to the M50, etc., etc. People are crossing over and back. But people do that anyway. And people adjust to that at that speed. And as we pointed out already, the majority of people that die don't die on these roads. The other problems is then you go to places where there's a road where the speed limit is set at a maximum speed limit, yet it would be dangerous to drive at that speed, and some people do. So the problem is speed limits are not set correctly a lot of the time, I believe, and that's why people disrespect the law. So the Garda Síochána, of course, are tasked with the job of monitoring the speed limits, and do they do it fairly? Probably most of the time they do. Some will say they do and, they don't stop enough drivers, whereas others will say they're hiding in areas, where it's not really about road safety, it's about shooting fish in the barrel and getting a bit of revenue and tickets. And I've seen that too, which is completely wrong. I would absolutely say when you see a guard, hiding behind a sign or behind a bush, that's pointless. Because the whole idea of speed cameras and the whole idea of catching people speeding is to slow people down, to be visible, to slow down traffic and show people you can't speed here because we've got speed cameras. That was the principle behind speed cameras. Speed cameras were never invented to catch people. That wasn't the purpose of them. It was about road safety. There's no road safety involved in a guard, for example, when you come out of Dublin Airport, the link road to the M50 or to the M1, there's a guard standing at the top of it. The speed limit on that road is 60 kilometres an hour. Nobody drives at 60 kilometres an hour. It's easy to shoot fish in a barrel there. And there's no... I'm pretty sure, actually, there hasn't been an accident on that road. It's a short stretch of road of about a quarter mile. There's been no accident on that road. And yet they're up there all the time. And the reason is, it's easy to catch people. It's pointless. That doesn't do anything for road safety. So what has your experience been? And do you respect the speed limits? I think most people do. But generally speaking, do you respect the speed limits? What has your experience been of maybe being caught speeding or the speed limits around Ireland? Do you believe they're appropriate or do you believe they need to be changed? And do you respect the speed limit? Do you break the law? The number is 087-188-0008. Actually, if anybody comes on and tells me they've never broken the speed limit, I'll probably call them a liar. In relation to the speed limits, do you believe the speed limits around the country are appropriate? Have you ever broke the speed limit? Do you break it on a regular basis? Because I'm just looking online here. I put up a little survey and I said, today is National Slowdown Day and the Garda Síochána traffic will be out in force to keep an eye on the drivers. Many say speed limits are appropriate for the roads and some say they're set incorrectly. Do you ever break the speed limit? 26% of people said yes, always. 61% of people said yes, sometimes, and 13% said never. And I actually don't believe the 13%. I believe they're lying. Let me go to Carlos. Carlos, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Carlos?
Hi, Niall. Not too bad. How are you,
man? I'm good, well, Carlos.
Hi, Jesus. I just, like you said there, I'm going to go direct to the point here. You see, some of the rules is wrong. You could do a little bit more speed. I might break the speed. I'm not perfect. And you see, I'm a lorry driver. I drive with a truck. I'm being safe all the time. And I'm definitely, sometimes you could do 90 kilometers an hour because you're safe to do 90 kilometers an hour.
Okay.
Like you go from the M1 past the tunnel, and it's 80 kilometers an hour. Why is 80 kilometers an hour? If we have the road, proper road, a nice road to do 90 or 100 kilometers an hour, why have to?
I never understood 3 years ago or 4 years ago why they changed the speed limit of the tunnel. It used to be 100. And then they changed it to 80. Well, actually, no, I think it was always 80, but people used to do 100 because they had no cameras in it. And All of a sudden they put the cameras in and said it was 80, even though when we spoke to them on the air, they said they had a 100% safety record. So then why change the speed limit? Now I see people jamming on the brakes all the time.
Oh, Jesus, you don't have a clue. The amount of people driving across in front of the truck, and he's mad sometimes and driving too slow. Like, I give you an example yesterday. A fella in the car, you're supposed to go 80 kilometers an hour inside the tunnel, okay?
Yep.
And this fella goes about 60 kilometers an hour in the slow lane, where the trucks get struggled sometimes going up there when it's heavy, right?
Yep.
He makes the other truck, all the traffic behind him slowing down, especially the trucks. And I done signal with the lights, and the fellow put his hand outside, and he done me the finger.
Oh, job. Well, now, normally what I will do in the tunnel, and I appreciate that trucks have to go, they go into it a little bit faster than they come out of it because it goes downhill and then uphill, right? And normally what I will do is I put my cruise control on at 80 kilometres an hour. If a truck comes on behind me, I'll move out to the outside lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double.
I try my best anyway.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but generally speaking, Carlos, now in the truck, obviously, you are limited. What's the maximum speed limit?
90 kilometres an hour.
90 kilometres an hour. So even on a motorway, that's the most you're going to get up to. You're not going to break the speed limit there.
But generally,
when you're driving around the country, what percentage of speed limits do you believe are correctly, you know, placed? Or some are, which percentage are, you know, inappropriate?
Yes, it's like another example. You have an M50. You could do 100 kilometres an hour. And you have the motorway, you could do there 120. 100%. And it's safe if you do that. Right, when there's too much traffic, okay, you have to reduce your speed. And you have now the signs now to reduce the speed. When you don't have the traffic, why you cannot do 120?
Mm-hmm.
Example, right? And it's safe to do that. You have three lanes.
Have you ever have you ever got points for speeding?
Oh, I did in less than 1 month.
Okay.
1 month I've been caught two times in the guards. Hiding behind trees
and signs.
Trees. Yeah, and I'm not doing too much over the speed limit. And and this guard lady came and she said, "I said, you see, you know what? I apologize, and I admit this, I admit that, and blah blah blah. And I'm a lorry driver. And I explained to her. I says, I leave." He said, no, she never forgive me at all.
No, she just gave you the ticket.
Oh, you gave me straight away.
Well, there's nothing you can say. You are breaking the law once you're going over the speed limit, but you just believe she didn't give you any kind of leeway at all. All right. In relation to the guards when they're out and about or the vans that you see to the side of the road, Do you think they're appropriately placed, or do you think they're there just to get money?
Just to get the money.
Okay, just so you don't believe they're appropriately placed on areas where they would be black spots or accident spots?
Especially when you're hiding, come on now. You're hiding, it's just to catch the ticket. Just to catch. Like I'm saying to you, after I've been caught two times in less than 1 month.
How would you feel, by the way, if the urban areas, which is the cities, that they want to reduce the speed limit, similar to many cities around Europe, to 30 kilometres an hour around all the city streets?
Some of the streets, yeah. I believe it's very, very busy people, like you have in Dublin. You have parts of Dublin you have to do 30 kilometres an hour. I accept that.
Mm.
Yeah, it's because there's so many people and very busy, and definitely you have to. You cannot do more of that. Yeah, and so is and so is in Portugal. You have speed cameras all over the city in Lisbon and so with Porto in the north. You see, and it's 30 kilometers an hour, right?
Yeah,
and people obey that.
Yeah, I know. It's the same in the UK and Northern Ireland. Once you see, and they're painted yellow, you can't bloody miss them. They're up on the street, these average speed cameras everywhere. And once you know where they are, once you see them, and once they're visible, they do, act as a deterrent for people to speed. But if it's a guard hiding behind a bush, that's not going to slow people down. That's just going to catch people. Carlos, I have to let you go there. Thank you very much indeed. Carlos, the truck driver. Brian, you also drive for a living. You're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Brian?
How are you, Noel? How are you getting on?
Good. Now, I mean, the guard, they're out today in force to catch people or slow people down, whichever way you want to word it. So do you believe people are generally compliant with the speed limit?
No. That's just the honesty. Quick, just before I start, quick one for you. I can't believe you live next door to my auntie, Maureen Curtis.
Oh, yes. Two doors down from me.
Oh, God, she has loads of good things to say about you, put it that way.
Did she? Maureen used to take me in when my mother would go off into town or whatever, and I'd come home from school. That's she used to say to me, go into Mrs. Curtis's for your dinner.
Yeah. She said you were a good boy. Tell the girls that she said you were a good boy.
Ah, thanks very much. Tell Maureen I was asking for her, and Johnny, her husband.
I will do.
Oh, I think Johnny...
Yeah, get back to it.
I don't think Johnny is with us. Just asking now. I made a mistake there, Brian. I know Maureen was married to Johnny. Is Johnny still with us?
Johnny passed away last year. And remember James, our son, James, yes, passed away last year as well.
Oh, I'm very sad to hear that. Very sad to hear that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Brian, getting back to driving.
Yeah.
Do you believe that the speed limits are appropriate, and do you think people stay within the speed limits?
No, absolutely not. And I'll tell you what, I drive for a living. I've driven for God knows how long, and I've always picked up penalty points along the way. And thank God I've never reached the maximum of 12. But, I've never gone over the speed limit and excess, like an 80, 120 and an 80 or something like that. It's always been 5 or 6 kilometres over the speed limit. I was saying that, actually, one time I was going through the, coming out of the Port Tunnel there, and I was doing just under 80, came out of the Port Tunnel, and there was a bloody speed van.
On the left-hand side, just before you come to the M50, there's a speed van. Always there, yeah.
Always there, right? And when I came out, I was trying to get in front of this fella in the car. He was going way too slow. And I sped up to about 85 kilometres.
To cross over,
I got flashed, and I got 3 penalty points for that, what I mean?
I know many people have been stung by that one, because you think you're home free because you're out of the tunnel.
Oh, I tell you. Another time as well, like the one you were saying up at the airport, that I got flashed there before. But you know where I got caught? I got caught 3 times. And I can't believe I got caught 3 times. There's a Farwell roundabout.
Yes.
You come up the Farwell roundabout, right, coming from, say, the M50, and go towards, like, Rathfarnham. There's always a police bike there with a little camera, and it's only 50 kilometres there. And it's so hard to keep it at 50 kilometres because you nearly roll backwards down the hill.
you've been very unfortunate, Brian. So there's the problem. Yeah. So the point you're making is that if the speed limits you believe were appropriate, you wouldn't have as many people caught, obviously, because they'd be doing the speed limit. But you believe that sometimes that inappropriateness is probably dangerous because people are slowing down to try and stay within the speed limit.
Absolutely not. And I mean, I drive for a living, and I've witnessed crashes due to people slowing down, or the other thing they do, they jam on the brakes on the M50 when they come around the bend and see the speed van.
The speed van. I know. We talked about this yesterday. They can actually be more dangerous than anything else because people, your first reaction, even if you're within the speed limit, your first reaction is to look at your speedometer and hit the brakes.
Well, it's another gas thing about it is, and you probably witnessed it, I bet you all your listeners will identify to this. Do you ever be just driving along with a Garda car behind you and you think you've done something wrong and you haven't?
I know. It's very intimidating, isn't it? Well, I had suggested a while ago, why not incremental speed limits or incremental fines? In other words, if you're only doing 10 kilometres over the limit, that the fine would only be, say, 30 quid. If you're doing 20, well, then it'd be 100 quid. If you're doing, say, 40 over the limit, then it goes up to 150 or 200. So what I'm saying is, that way it allows a little bit of, a bit more leeway for people.
Absolutely. But so I'd say, people that are driving for a living, like the taxi men, bus drivers even, lads and lorries and the whole lot, and we're driving every single day on most of the roads around Dublin or Ireland or wherever it is, and it's very, very hard for us to keep, you know, I mean, to not go over 5 kilometres over the speed limit is very, very hard sometimes. And then to get, you know, I could accumulate 12 points in a week. Really, really easily, like, you know what I mean?
If you didn't know where all the cameras were. Well, the other point as well, and it's fair to mention, is that most of the people who die on Irish roads die on rural roads, not on city roads. So we have to admit and we have to be honest with ourselves and say that people drive too fast on roads that aren't appropriate to drive fast on.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
So, I mean, and I'm sure, have you done that as well?
Yep, 100%, yeah.
And well, I mean, I remember when I was younger, I probably drove a lot faster than I do now. I'm actually very compliant now when it comes to speed limits. I think maybe it's just old age. But do you find as you're getting older, you become more responsible, or you got worse?
Yeah, and not even that, Noel. I think the best thing that the insurance company's ever done for this, my own daughter's 24 now. She started driving 2 years ago, and the boxy cover on the car is a great idea. Yeah, now that's a great idea, because I think that an awful lot of kids are, well, you know, young adults I know that have cars now, all have the boxes on the car, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, which monitors their, not only their speed limits, but or their speed, it also monitors erratic driving and exactly. Harsh braking and stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, listen, thanks for that. And thanks for the information about Mrs. Curtis, by the way, as well. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. That brought back a lot of memories, I have to say, of when I lived in Edenmore as a child. What a wonderful place it was to live.
Good afternoon, I love the show. Paul here. Can't come on, unfortunately. I'm working, but I'm a delivery driver, and I've been driving, you know, for many, many, many years in Dublin City and also throughout the country. I do believe that a lot of the guys that traffic cops are sent out to hide and catch fellas speeding down the road and really to hand out tickets to create revenue. That's what it is. I think that's basically the idea of that. I remember years ago, there used to be, you know, on various different motorways, there'd be a speed camera and the thing would flash, catch a reg, and you'd receive a fine and the whole lot. But nowadays, as you say, the police are hiding. And I think, genuinely, they're being sent out themselves to catch fellas, find them, and just create revenue for the country. That's what I think. Anyway, love the show. Thanks, Paul here.
Well, I do believe that is the case sometimes, as they call it, shooting fish in a barrel. I do believe it's about road safety, and other times where they will put a van or a guard in an area where it might be a black spot, and that's what they should be doing. Because catching, or should I say, stopping people from speeding should be about road safety. And that's what today is supposedly about as well, is about road safety. And I think it is, genuinely. It's National Slowdown Day, which is a good thing to do, which reminds people, I suppose, it puts in everybody's mind's eye that for one day at least, try and, you know, abide by the speed limits. Let me go to David. David, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, David?
Niall, how's it going?
David, I'm not surprised that, you know, over 70 or 80% of people on my Twitter poll say they break the speed limits.
I'm not surprised. Some of the speed limits, especially in our own town, are ridiculous. Like,
but they're like that in town, they're like that for a reason.
Yeah, I don't know, I understand, like, you know, if you're going around the city or, you know, around like that. But the likes of, I tell you where is a really big one now. It's literally impossible to drive at this speed. Like, you know, if you're going northbound there and you take the Blanchardstown turn off towards the centre and you go up onto the cliff ramp and all of a sudden it's down to 30 kilometres an hour.
I know, that can be difficult to go from one speed limit to another very quickly.
There's lads, like, racing up behind you and they're flashing and beating you to move out of the way. Like,
I know.
Like, what are you supposed to do?
I know. And by the way, you know, I mentioned earlier on coming out of the tunnel, for example, it's still 80 kilometres an hour, although everybody speeds up to 100. And, you know, yesterday I was coming out and I stayed at me 80 coming out of the tunnel because I'm terrified. I don't want to get points. And there's a guard behind me and he's kind of pressurising me to move out of the way. Yeah, so I kind of moved.
Yeah, and then when you move to get out of the way, he flags you and pulls you over.
But okay, I think a lot of those speed limits that we talk about and the ones we've mentioned, yes, I do believe some of them are inappropriate, but there are other ones equally, David, as well. When you look at the debt rate and you look at the amount of people that sadly die on our roads, that, you know, you see country roads where fellas are, barely two wheels on the road as they're going around bends.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Noel, I live in Wicklow and there's a lot of back roads in around Wicklow and most of the back roads are 80 kilometres an hour. And you'd want to be Evel Knievel to drive at 80 kilometres an hour on these roads.
And there are people who will try and do that.
Yeah, like you'd want to be like Colin McRae to drive at that speed.
Yeah, you know I know. So in other words, we're not... And my idea is, if you set the speed limits appropriately, people will respect them more. But I think people lose respect when they see they're not set appropriately.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I mean, I stick to the speed limit like as much as I can. You know, like most of the time I'm driving around, I have the kids in the back of the car as well, so I'm not going to be like flying like
hoofing it along with the kids in the back.
You know?
Yeah, I get you.
No,
I get you.
It doesn't happen. Like, but like, there's other times where you can't. Like, I mean, it's dangerous to drive. Like I said, that one at Blanchard down there. If I have the kids in the car, it's dangerous to drive at that speed going up there onto that slip ramp.
No, I know, because the bend at the top of it anyway, you go off the edge. Well, listen, David, I'm running out of time. I've got to go to Hugh as well, just before I go. Hugh, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Hugh?
Mate, how are you doing, bud? All right.
Now, it says on my screen, you got fined €600 for going 82 in an 80 zone. How did that happen?
You're asking me, right?
I'm asking you.
Listen, I got a summons in the post, right?
Yeah.
I moved houses. I didn't get any of the...
So did you not pay the fine?
I didn't get the fine, right? But I got a summons, so I said, you know, 82 in an 80 is ridiculous. So, but I had to go to court, obviously.
And
right?
Why did... But even 82 in an 80 zone, I thought they allowed 5 kilometres for calibration or whatever it is.
Leeway. Oh, yeah. There was a fellow... There was one fellow arguing it, and your man said it was calibrated exactly, that they checked...
That's untrue, because they're not calibrated exactly. There's a leeway in them, yeah.
And... the judge was having a bad day, right? There was about 20 of us all caught on the same stretch of road, the Mallow Road in Cork, right?
Right.
Some of them were doing 120 and 130 in the 80 zone, right?
Yeah.
They were all getting 620. Came to me, asked me why I didn't pay. I said I didn't get the summons.
You'd moved house.
I didn't get the point. And then he said, you know, how do you plead? I said, guilty. And he said, €620. He gave every single person, whether they were 50 kilometres above the speed limit, or 5.
Jeez, that was a bad day for you and a bad day for the judge, obviously. As well.
Yeah, you know, and that's why I'd always be in favour of, you know, the punishment fits the crime, like that. There should be first 10, second 20, third 30.
Yeah, I've always said, why don't we have incremental speed limits? They do it in America, whereby you get a much lesser fine, maybe one penalty point and a €40 fine for doing within 20k over the limit, depending on the limit or a percentage over the limit.
The good thing is I didn't get any penalty points, but it still cost me.
And how did you not get penalty points?
Because what he said was he couldn't give me penalty points when I didn't get the thing in the post.
Oh, right. So he just fined you. And is that a fine or was that into the poor box?
Poor box.
So everybody that day put €600 into the poor box?
There was about 20 of us and that's all I stayed for that. And we were all caught by the same camera, right?
Right. And it all went into the poor box. Ah, yeah.
Yeah, well,
where that goes. Anyway, all right. I hope it goes to the poor. Listen, Hugh, thanks very much. And I'm sorry you got done for that much. But certainly, obviously, you were breaking the speed limit. You're breaking the speed limit. Not by very much. 82, for God's sake. That's a little bit ridiculous, to be honest with you.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.